That's Billie Eilish. She's just killing it everywhere she goes. So good fortune would have it that Tyler's on vacation this week. And you know what? The only way I'll do Tyler's show is if I can get sit in on a Friday with Rob and the What's on Tap, man. Hey, Rob, how you doing today?
Fantastic.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Rob is with the Laguna Beach Beer Company, and we're going to taste some fine brews.
Yes.
All right. Now, as you walked in the door, I was shocked that they gave me this assignment. First of all, I was a beer drinker my entire life, man. And the commercial beers. I'll be honest with you. I grew up drinking Heineken, and then found that it just, after a while, as an adult, man, it just started filling me up. And I wasn't really happy with the fullness compared to how great I felt afterwards. I still do wine, still do Patron. I'm a Patron fan. But the beer fills me up. So it's been a while since I've tasted delicious beer.
Yes. Well, there's a beer or a spirit or a wine for everybody. But down at Laguna Beer, we've got several choices. Today, we have our newest beer.
All right.
This is our Hazy Double IPA.
Okay.
That just was kegged on Monday.
All right.
And this one is called Hidden Gem.
Hidden Gem. Yes, now, who names these beers?
We do.
Okay.
Yes. This one went about a 20 email chain long of back and forth and who's got what name, been used before, been there, done that. And,
right.
We all try to get as creative as we can, but you get writer's block too.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, everybody, I guess you do. So Hidden Gem, and it's a double blonde IPA?
Double hazy IPA.
Double hazy IPA.
Hazy signifies a little bit less filtered. It's got some of the residual flavors left from the proteins and the grains and the yeast.
Okay.
So typically very juicy.
Okay.
And
ooh, great description.
Nice, yeah.
That's great.
Nice round mouthfeel. This one is tons of notes of candied citrus and some pineapple and tropical fruits. They're not going to be as bitter and piney as some IPAs that others may have had in the past. And when the West Coast beer scene really started picking up, those really piney, resinous,
right,
very bitter IPAs, this is quite the contrary. So these are all the rage right now.
All right, so much sweeter than I would have been used to.
Perceptually sweeter, yes.
All right, let's check this out here. I can't wait
for it.
Nice. Now, how many people get together on the decision of it's ready to go? How many of you are there that go, okay, this one's ready?
Well, all of us partake in that one. And we're going to be part of it today.
All right.
But we have Brendan Maxim, our head brewer, who's fantastic, and okay. We also have a gentleman named Phil, who is our cellarman, and those two gentlemen brew the beer, and we've got another helper in the back, amazing guy, Christian. But they brew the beer, and then they obviously monitor it throughout the process and pH balance and flavors and off flavors that they want to get rid of. But when they arrive at the time, I think you'll know. And this beer, I think we all, it's so funny how we stumbled upon this name because one of the hops in the beer is called Idaho Gem.
Okay.
And it's also got Mosaic and Amarillo hops. So we're, you know, hybridizing the name and Amarillo, Mosaic, a Gemma, you know, and trying to figure out names or a reference to a landmark in Laguna like many of our beers.
Right.
The former one closest to this was called Big Bend. So we were going to go Big Bend 2.0. We were going to go, you know, Don't Crash a Big Bend. I don't know. Something. And so then we started playing with the hop names. And this one, there was Jungle Gem. Gem partner, right. And you know, some tossed around, but this came up as a hidden gem. And I think once you taste it, you'll see like, wow,
it's pretty. It looks, it, first of all, I know the very, very first thing I got out of it was it has kind of a sweet smell to it, actually. It got kind of a really cool, sweet smell.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, those are the hops that they're using now. They're specific hops, just like wines have Cabernet Sauvignon and Chardonnay and many different grapes. They all have a different distinctive smell,
right,
and flavor profile. So what you're going to smell is some of these really cool hops, one of them being Idaho Gem.
All right, let me take a taste here. I'm not saying this because you're standing right here 2 feet away from me, but this is really pretty good.
Yeah.
This is actually really delicious.
They're our number one selling beers right now. So you are one of the first few to taste it. Since it's been out. So.
It leaves a really delicious flavor on my molars in the back. In the back of the mouth, it leaves a really delicious flavor.
That juicy tropical fruit note.
Juicy, yes.
Yeah. There it is again. There it is again.
That's it. That's exactly what I'm feeling there.
And there's none of that like real lingering bitterness. It's a nice dry IPA. Our brewer uses a specific grain bill as well to give that mouthfeel where it's not going to be very long lingering in a bad way.
Right.
It's got that dryness, kind of puckers your mouth a little bit, and it's refreshing and quenching.
Right. Now, in the process of making this, you said that you combined hops.
Mm-hmm.
There, is it just like any recipe where a little more of this hop than this hop? Or
yes.
Okay. And is that a hit and miss, or is that kind of a formula you've already worked out ahead of time?
Yes. There's definitely guys and recipes, and once they've been doing it long enough, just like chefs often don't write, they don't follow a recipe. They just create, go by flavor.
Right.
And there are certain kind of hops that you'll add into the boiling process that add bitterness.
Right.
And you can add more or less to make it more bitter. And also in the fermentation process, you can add hops again that wouldn't add any bittering, but more of that aroma.
Right.
And the mouth, the perception, the flavors in the palate.
Okay. All right. This is good stuff, man.
Yeah. Easy to drink. Well, this beer is 8.1%. So be careful having these, but it's right. Fantastic. And I think everyone will come down and enjoy it.
What's an average beer? What is the percentage on just over-the-counter beer, let's say? What's the percentage?
Grocery store beers, you're going to find those big domestics like your Heineken, they're going to be around 5%.
Okay.
But a lot of the craft beers are going between 6 and this is an 8.1. This is why it's called a double IPA.
There you go.
So our average on our menu is about 6.5%.
All right. And when will this appear on your menu? When will we be able to drink this at the Laguna Beach Beer
it
Company?
It came live on Wednesday, so ready for the weekend.
Nice.
And yeah, sun's out today. It's Friday. So come on down and enjoy one. We have some fun stuff going on in the upcoming weeks.
Right.
We can talk about that.
I'm happy to talk about it. That's why you're here, man. We're here to talk, man.
All right. We are here.
Yeah, so what's happening? What do you have going on tonight?
Okay. Nothing tonight, just right. our...
Just beer.
Just beer. Yeah. I mean, what... This amazing beer.
Right.
So
that's why I'd go there, is for this beer right here.
Well, I mean, we make it. So that's the most important thing, is come on down for that. Secondly, on Sunday, we're resuming our Reggae Sundays.
Oh, beautiful.
With DJ Keefe and Reggae Runnings, who are here on the show.
Okay.
There he is.
I'm all over this, man. Yeah.
He's such a good guy, man. He nonstop.
Yeah. And it starts at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Okay, until 6 o'clock. What a perfect day to do. That's just the perfect for reggae music, man.
It's forecasted rain, but like it so was it yesterday, right? And sun was out all day. So yeah.
I have the updated forecast. It's not due till Sunday night. Sunday night, Monday morning. So bang.
Yeah. Exactly. So come listen to reggae music with us. We are actually gonna be turning 1 year old. June 6th. So we opened Memorial Day weekend last year, and we did our party in early June. So we're releasing another barrel-aged beer. So that might segue into our next beer here, is we've got a bourbon barrel-aged stout. And this one was our last release.
Okay.
And this one comes in at a whopping 10%.
Wow.
And this is an imperial stout that aged in bourbon barrels for 12 months.
Okay. Now, when you age, so that sounds good. It even sounds great on air, man.
Yeah, Friday.
That's dark.
It is dark.
That's dark. I've always thought of dark beers being for thick-necked guys named Gunter. But I'll try this, man.
I think you're not far off there.
All right.
So this is the one we released last time, but then the one coming up is going to be a Saison, which is a Belgian style that can typically be a little bit more fruit-driven or... kind of that funky, there's a farmhouse style, and they were done with open fermentation, and they get kind of that wild yeast and some of that funkiness to it.
Right.
But this has been aged in wine barrels. And so that's coming out on June 6th with Sly Dog, a local artist and DJ, Surfer Bro.
I love him here, man.
Yeah. Well, he's coming out to spin music, and he's actually designed our label.
Right.
As well as they're going to be releasing their own wine, the Blonde Siren, a new vintage. So it's going to be a party, June 6th.
Sly Dog is multi-skilled, man.
Yeah.
Multiple skills. So when you say that, I have to taste this. I'm so curious about it. So I'm going to ask you the question on the other side.
Okay.
When you say, here comes the question. When you say it's been aged in a bourbon barrel for a year,
mm-hmm.
a bourbon barrel.
Yeah.
And I can actually kind of just taste that.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
The caramel, vanilla, a little marshmallow. I get marshmallow. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
S'mores, graham cracker.
Yes. Yes. That's it. S'mores right there. Mm-hmm. As I'm drinking it, the scent I'm getting is s'mores.
Yeah. And who doesn't like s'mores?
Ah.
Come on.
That's tasty, brother.
Right. Thank you.
That is very tasty. Now, you said a year. Let's say they're barreled on June 1st of last year. You wait that full year, a full 365?
Or desperation. We need to put something on the board.
It's
or
been like, 11 months.
Yeah, right? Or the shakes come about, you know, you never know. So we do have some certain beers will age longer than others. Right. But in all honesty, we're kind of just, okay, it should be ready right about now. And, right. and then we're checking it. And
now with wine, aging is a great thing. Is there too much aging for beer? Is there a point where you've aged the beer too much or too long?
Yeah, I would say right? There could be, just like anything.
And it depends on the different beers, right? Mm-hmm. Or the different styles?
The other reason is you get evaporation.
Oh.
It's a very minuscule amount, but same thing with wine is they call it the angel's share.
Right.
So the longer you age a wine, you may fill the barrel and 5 years later, it's got, you know, 8/10 of the barrel left or whatever.
Right.
It just evaporates.
Just natural. Yep. Just natural stuff. And when you said it's a Belgian style.
This one is not. This is actually a winter swell that we brewed last year.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. This is the collusion, excuse me.
Okay.
It was a Russian Imperial Stout. So this one went into the barrels at around 9%, aged and picked up some more sugars, which will potentially increase the alcohol level or soak up some of the bourbon. And so you can feel your stomach starting to warm up after you drink this one.
Now, when you travel and you go to other places and then you have a beer somewhere else, do you find yourself being a beer snob and going, this beer sucks?
I used to when I started homebrewing. You know, you're so critical of everybody and you have this newfound information and you're a know-it-all.
Right.
You know? But now it's just, there's so many breweries and so many beers out there that you have to try them all and show your appreciation. And that's what's so fun about the industry is that we do all enjoy the craft beer and kind of the camaraderie of the tap room and that neighborhood spot to hang out and, you know, come as strangers, leave as friends type atmosphere. And
right.
So we'll go try other breweries and they'll try ours. And sometimes we'll put their breweries on our taps. Like we've got a special release out in our brewery right now, which Rip Brewing from Huntington Beach, and they're making some of the best IPAs in the industry right now in this area. Okay. So we're happy to put them on. They make great beer and our guests can appreciate our love of the great beer as well. So.
Right. Because it's all about your guests. Everything else is out the window. It's all about your guests enjoying the beer.
Right. We're here to make profit, but you know, it's let's do it having fun.
Right. Right. One more taste here.
Hang on. Yeah. So this is your dessert beer, maybe your early morning breakfast. Yeah,
I just love that s'mores scent, man. It's almost like when you breathe in something through your mouth. You know how sometimes that's never a good thing? You go, oh, I breathe that in. But this is a good, I can breathe it in through my mouth, and there it is. It's a delicious flavor. How many different, so if I head up the canyon and I land at Laguna Beach Beer Company, how many different beers do you have?
We have 23 taps. And so there'll be a variation. We even have non-beer items on tap, like Boochcraft is a hard alcohol kombucha.
Okay.
We've also got ciders on and some sour beers. We have wines by the glass for you.
Right.
Cabernet. We got a rosé for Sunday afternoons. And we've got gluten-free items. And
I might be ordering this dark beer, man. Call me Gunter, man.
Gunter's coming down. Join him on Reggae Sunday or Choco Tuesday and have a very dark, dark beer as a dessert.
Do you have a preference? Do you have a favorite beer there? Or do you have a favorite style of beer that you normally drink or that you like?
Let me check the weather outside. it really does. It's so funny. You know, people ask us all the time, what's your favorite beer? Or what's the best one?
Right.
And I have to literally look out the window and go, you know, right now I'll be drinking our Guava Hefeweizen. And it's a sunny day. It's refreshing. It's crisp. If, you know, the garage doors are closed and it's raining, I'm suggesting this one, s'mores, you know, and watch some mountain biking on TV or play a little foosball, you know.
Right. Now, are you spoiled so much that you would never touch like a Heineken or a Budweiser or anything like that? You're not even going to touch it.
If there's beer, I'm drinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like
it. You know, you've been to a wedding. You know, I'll take one of those. I don't care.
Yeah. I had a cheap father-in-law at our wedding. I had Meisterbrau.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's water or beer. Yeah,
it was one beer and 75 straws for the guests.
Oh, my gosh. Did you know that trivia?
Okay. I'm ready.
What is the number three most consumed beverage in the world?
My answer is going to be beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Tea, coffee, and beer. It's actually above water because beer is safer to drink in some countries.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is in many. Yes, so yeah. Third most,
it's like
though.
Second or third, yeah. We had it on trivia night one night, and I was like shocked. I'm like, how is beer above water. And then you think about tea and you're like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Oh, yeah, trivia night. Man, you guys do a great trivia. It's like the best trivia night in all of Orange County.
It's fun. I'm glad Tyler's not here because he'd be bragging about how he's been the winner every week. And, yeah, it's actually full. I hosted last week myself, and we had 11 teams.
All right.
Week before, 12 teams. So we suggest coming down, bring a group of 2 to 6. Come on down. We got great drink specials, but you're going to learn something. Even if you don't play, come down for the tacos and listen to one of us shout out random facts.
and okay, so it starts at what time?
6:30 p.m. on Tuesday nights.
All right, so get there early, I would imagine.
Get yourself situated.
Get yourself set up, and then when Tyler walks in, you can egg him as he walks in.
Yeah. Tell him the place is full, sorry.
Keep your answers to yourself, buddy.
Show them where the coloring books are.
What else do you have going on in the near future? Anything other?
Memorial Day weekend's coming up. Right. Starting in June, we have the Sawdust coming back. So June 27th is going to be our launch in the summer. Reggae Sunday will be every Sunday. We're also going to, hoping, fingers crossed, you heard it here first, but looking to do a party for the Sawdust preview night.
Beautiful.
Since we are right next door, and that line gets very, very long, and people get thirsty. So
people get very thirsty in that line, man. So, yeah, what a great idea, and glad that you're there. You're in the perfect spot. I absolutely love that place.
It's so much fun.
All right, what else we got for these people? We good?
I think we're good.
All right, brother. Yeah. It was great having you in. I love doing this, man. Yeah, maybe Tyler will take next week off, too. We've been talking to Rob from the Laguna Beach Beer Company and What's on Tap. And by the way, if I had to choose one of the two, I'm shocked that I would take the dark beer. I really would. It's just so delicious.
I thought that'd be your style because you had mentioned the kind of the bloating feeling that beer can give you. And this one's a little bit less carbonated and kind of a little bit thinner.
Yeah. Is that what makes me feel full is the carbonation?
Yeah, most likely.
Right on, dude. Right on. It's been great talking to you, Rob.
You as well.
All right. Cheers. This has been the What's on Tap with the Laguna Beach Beer Company. Make sure that you head out there, no matter what, head out there Tuesdays and just beat Tyler's butt in the trivia contest. And then check them out every Sunday. They got Reggae Sundays with DJ Keefe and Mike Steele. That's going to be fantastic. 3 to 6 o'clock on Sundays. And then, of course, we're going to be lining up in front of your place for the festival.
See
right on. Right on. We'll see you soon.